Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall what?
Live
by faith. Shall live by faith. But, circle it, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition.
Yes.
But of them that believe to the saving of the soul. You may be seated. The just shall live by faith.
Right.
Yes.
But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We are not of them that draw back, but we believe to the saving of our soul. So what is the Holy Ghost saying here tonight? Stay with me a little while. No matter what comes or goes, no matter what you face in life, no matter what comes your way, the temptations, the trials, you cannot draw back.
Right, right.
You gotta keep believing and going on.
Yes.
I'm not talking here tonight. I think everybody in the house is saved. We're all Christians.
Right.
Did you know that we can get in pressures and the devil oppressing us and trials that coming and afflictions that coming? I'll tell you what, it's not that we're going to leave outside the door, but oftentimes we draw back in here.
Right.
We draw back inside. It seems like it steals our joy. It steals our praise. We don't worship God when we're under pressure. And that's exactly what we need to do, is keep believing God.
Right.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen.
Right.
How many knows only faith can please God? Hey, Lord, hallelujah. But I tell you, when you cannot see a way through or a way out, you keep right on a going, you keep right on a trusting, and you keep right on a serving God, because God will make a way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He'll supply the need. He'll fight the battle.
Yes. Amen.
Luke 18, you don't have to turn here. I'm just laying a foundation. We're going somewhere. 18 and verse 7, and shall not God avenge? Now I'm going to skip all that in the front. Brother Ron's already got on it. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, Jesus said, he, God, will avenge them speedily. What's that saying? When God gets ready to move, no devil and no power of hell can stop his hand.
Yeah.
Woo! Though he bear long with us. Come on now. There'll come a time, there'll come a season when God says, I'm going to move for him and I will move for her, because they keep right on pressing and keep right on believing and crying day and night unto the Lord. I tell you, the time that we give up and we draw weary and we draw back on the inside and we say our prayers ain't getting anywhere, it's not doing any good, I don't see any answer, hey Lord, no time to draw back, but time to say, Lord, I'm going to live by faith and I'm going to walk by faith, and I know, the God, that you're going to come through. I'm going to hold on until the answer comes. Raise your little hand in the house. Hey Lord, though they cry day and night, Jesus said God will avenge them speedily. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the Lord. Sweet Holy Ghost. Jesus is saying that God will rise up and he'll fight for his children if they'll keep right on a crying. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Will he find his children still on the battlefield? Will he find us still believing? Will he find us still fighting? Will he find us still worshiping? Will he find us still appraising him when everything's a falling apart? Hey, Lord, when the old devil's oppression, hallelujah, we're being afflicted, will he look down in our heart and he'll say, he still loves me, he's still praising me, he's still a praying, he's still a crying? Hey, Lord, and God will rise up and he'll stand for his people. Hallelujah.
Glory.
What kind of faith do you have? Give me about 45 minutes. Hey, Lord. There are different kinds and different levels of faith.
All right, come on now.
God and Jesus speaks to us in our Bible of people with little faith. Look it up. Oh, ye of little faith. It talks about strong faith. Abraham was strong in faith. It talks about a working faith and a great faith and a tried faith. But it also speaks of no faith and a dead faith and a shipwreck faith. And if you ever get to that point that you let the troubles and the trials and the temptations of life shipwreck you, you may never be put back together again. Oh, to sail on God's sea of life. I can tell you the bleached out boards of many are lying scattered on the shore. They had an experience with God. But oh, people and circumstances and cares of this life have sidetracked them, and the waves pushed them into the rocks. I don't want to make a shipwreck of my faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to pull anchor and set my sail and crank her to the top and let the Lord breathe his wind into my sail. Hallelujah. Raise your other hand. All that we need is the breath of God and the anointing of God. I'm breathing into the sails of my soul. I'm going over. Raise your hand. I'm going over. I'm on the sea of life. Hallelujah. Jesus, speak to us, sweet Holy Ghost. You may say to me tonight, Brother Tommy, I got this in my study today. How can I be safe? How can I be sure? I don't want to fail. I want to make it. Hebrews 10:21. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hey, Lord, how many's glad we got a high priest, a passed into the heavens, and is at the right hand of God. He is our intercessor. He is our advocate. He's our mediator. He's our go-between. Ain't you glad for the blood of Jesus? Ain't you glad for that high priest that's over the house of God? Who is the house of God? It's his children. We make up the house of the Lord. And Jesus is right in the midst. And how many knows that tonight? The Lord is the high priest over the house of God. Hold fast, knowing that I'm not a failure, because God's on my side. I'm a winner. conquer through him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Can't go down.
Come on.
Hey, Lord.
Come on.
Paul stood before Agrippa. He said, oh, Agrippa. He said, believest thou the prophets? He said, I know that you believe. He preached unto Agrippa, Jesus Christ, him crucified. Hallelujah, repentance. And oh, Agrippa said, almost, Paul, you persuade me to be a Christian. I'm telling you, Ali, he looked at Agrippa. He said, I might be standing here in bonds and chains around my wrists and around my ankles. He said, but the word of God is not bound. The word of God is life. And the word of God gives you faith. Hallelujah. There's faith in the promises of God.
Come on.
Amen.
Whoa.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. One Greek rendering of that is, hold with a death-like grip. Can you see my knuckles are turning white?
Come on.
I know you're strong, but you come over here, you're gonna have problems trying to get my hand off here.
Come on.
Holy God. Lord have mercy, I feel him.
Oh,
I got a hold of something a long time ago. I got a hold of it in an altar of prayer. Come on, I laid hands upon the old rugged cross, and the devil cannot pull them off. I'm going to raise your little hand. I got a hold of something Jesus put in my heart, and I will not surrender. I'm not for sale, devil. You can tell me and show me all kind of problems, but I got God on my side. I got the Holy Ghost. He's real. Hey. 3 inches as real as you want it to be. It's alive. Glory.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
Without wavering.
Uh-oh.
Lord, open this up to me. He did.
Come on.
There would be no waves without wind.
Come on.
Everything would be calm in the sea of life.
Yep.
It really would.
Yep.
It's the wind of opposition.
Come on.
It's the winds of opposition that raises the waves.
Yes.
That beats into your vessel.
Right.
Oh God, I feel like somebody's having the waves beat into them.
Come on.
Holy God. Hey, Lord. The wind of opposition blows the waves, and they mount, they get bigger and bigger sometimes, and they beat into you. They beat into your vessel. It's the wind that causes a pounding surf. That'll wash you away if you're not anchored down. Hey, Lord. How many knows? He goes on in 24, verse 24. And let us consider one another.
Come on.
We're in this together, Ronnie Ray.
Come on.
We're in this together. If I can help you, and if I can encourage you, and if I can stand with you, hey Lord, and support you, hey Lord, and you can support me, and together we can make it. Hey Lord, how many knows that? United we stand in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah, that devil cannot blow us off course. I'm on course tonight. Hallelujah to the Lord. I tell you, I made up my mind to make heaven my home. That devil's come too late now. I tell you, Mary and I has had the awfulest year in 2023, more than we've ever suffered. But I tell you, we're alive tonight. She's still got a pumping heart inside of her chest, plus a stent right in the middle of it, but the blood is still flowing. Raise your hell of a head. I tell you, it's Jesus. We're still on the way. My sister Bessie, we're almost home. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Christ, Lord. Yes. Yes.
So, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. What you saying, sweet Holy Ghost? We are in this thing together to love one another and to encourage each other. Keep right on a holding on, my dear brother. Keep right on a going, my dear sister. Keep a working. Let's keep a working together. Your work and your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Did you know that your love can keep others a going and a holding on when they know that you love them and you care for them and you're praying for them? How many knows it'll encourage everybody else if he can make it and he can still sing? Amen. Lord, and he can still praise God through it all. Don't you think it'll stir somebody up? Hey, Lord, if she can make it, and if he can make it, and they can come through those glass doors, hallelujah, carrying the burdens of life and afflictions, and come in here and feel the good Holy Ghost, and a raising them hands and them arms, and a praise of the Lord through it all, it'll encourage everybody else. But a hold on.
Yes.
Hey, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Listen now.
All right.
Y'all out there? Nobody enjoys this anymore now. They want to feel it. Verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together.
Yes,
notice this clause. I preached it many times and taught it, but I didn't see the deepness of it. All right? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. The Greek reads it this way. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the habit of some is.
Yep.
They got a habit of missing. They got a habit of staying home.
Right.
You read it. Hey, Lord. Some were in the habit of laying out a church.
Yeah.
Laying out of the house of God.
Yeah.
Woo! And he was awarding them. Their main interest ought to be their soul, and to be ready when Jesus comes. Don't let other interest keep you out. Hallelujah, the house of God. Give me a heart to serve you, Lord. Give me a heart, God, that'll love your house. Even if I have to drive 45 minutes to get here, it's worth it. It's worth it, J.D. Hallelujah, coming off of the mountain, driving through valleys, hitting the interstate, coming into the city of Ashland, and walking up them steps. Don't you tell me it ain't worth it. Hallelujah, when you feel the Holy Ghost and the blessing coming down, when you feel the Spirit of the Lord, woo, and the tears flow, it flows, it rains. I'm going to praise Him, church, praise Him. It's worth it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Love you.
Yes. Come on.
Praise.
But exhorting one another.
Yes.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Right.
Exhorting means so much the more building one another up with your encouragement.
Yep.
Right.
Building them up with your prayers.
Right.
Boosting them.
Right.
boosting them. When your precious pastor gets up here, Brother Ronnie gets up here, boost them.
Right.
Back them. Is it hard, too hard to raise your hand and say, bless him, Lord? I'm telling you, if you'll bless the man of God, if you'll bless the singer, if you'll get in with those others, he'll do something for you, too. Come on, it's time to back him. Come on, raise your hand. I'm going to back the work of God. I'm going to back the worship of the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To exhort them means to excite them, to stir them up. Your words and your love and your excitement and your desire and your worship can stir and motivate others to get in and to hold on and to serve God. Every one of us can be a catalyst and a spark to get others in, to get them involved and get them saved. The sad part of it is we don't have enough nowadays to keep our own heads above water, much less to inspire and help others. I would like to have something when sinners come in the door and the backsliders come in the door, to say, hey, that's real. I know the Spirit of God is in the house. I feel it in the singer. I feel it in the music. The drums are anointed. Hallelujah. The organ and the piano is anointed. Raise your little head and wave it to the Lord. I believe we can build one another up in the work of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hey. Yes. I feel him. I feel him. Oh, the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Ah, oh, God.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Mom.
Did you know that if you have real faith, your works will show it?
Amen. Amen.
Y'all ready for this?
Come on.
Come on.
There was an article one time found in the sales paper. It was in the sales ads. For sale. Big old letters, all black, big bold up letters. For sale. Parachute. Used only once.
Only once.
But never was opened.
Lord have mercy. Improper usage.
I'm going somewhere. Jesus. Just trust me. Somehow, and for whatever reason it was, the man wearing it failed to pull the string. Later, they found him dead, lying out in the middle of the cornfield. I ain't trying to be funny, but it is.
Poor corn. Poor mercy.
Show, Lord.
My mind goes everywhere.
Okay. If what I'm trying to say, if you really, really, really believe, it'll show. You will act. And you will move to right. save yourself. You'll do whatever you can to save yourself.
Amen.
You're faced with certain problems and you feel like you're going down.
Yes.
You'll do what you can to save yourself.
Come on, guys.
Right.
Come on. I didn't have this until just now. I believe that cord is the cord of faith.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, I believe that parachute will open every time. Come on. They say that they go over that with a fine-tooth comb. Come on, our armies and those that's in the Air Force and stuff, When they fold up those parachutes, they'll fold them. They'll have to be folded a very certain way with certain creases in them. And when they put that thing together and tie it together, they have to have a cord latched to that one thing that releases it. And can I tell you, there's times that we need that faith of God to say, Lord, I cannot, Lord, save myself. But I believe if I pull on the cord of faith and I put my faith in you, and if I'm gonna raise your hand, I felt the Lord just sweep over me. If I do my part, Brother Bill, the Lord will do his. Hallelujah. That old parachute will open and I'll make my way safe to the ground again. That devil would like to kick every one of us at the cockpit. Come on, I tell you, God is with us.
Amen.
James 2:14. I'm dealing with faith here tonight. What does it profit? What doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man say that he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? The question is it really enough to believe only and not move?
Come on, that works is dead.
And not move?
Come on now.
And do nothing?
Come on, gotta move.
And still make it to heaven?
Come on.
Is your belief down in your heart enough to do nothing? To take it home? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith is more than just speaking and saying. Faith will move. Faith will act to save itself and to save others. You cannot just say that you're a Christian. You've got to show it.
Right.
And your actions will prove if you're in this thing to win.
Yes.
Come on. You say, I'm not emotional. I tell you what, there'll be times in your life, if you got it, it'll show. Yeah. Tears will well in your eyes. Yeah. And you can't help but raise your other hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I thank you, Lord. Yeah. I praise you.
Right.
It'll show. I believe in God. I believe in His Son.
Yeah.
The sweet Holy Ghost, He's three in one. And I got Him down in my heart. I'll do something, Brother Ron. I'll move. Yes, I believe. Yes, I'm a Christian. I've been in this thing for 60 years. Really? Anybody got a song tonight? Anybody want to testify for the Lord? Anybody got a praise in the house? Does anybody here feel like you're really saved? How long has it been? I said, just stood to your feet. You say, I don't have much of an oratory, and I don't have a lot of words to say. Have you felt God in this week? Have you felt the Spirit of God as He saved you? And you come through those doors, and you say, I'm glad I'm in church tonight, and I'm going to tell others. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved. Come on. If you got it, you'll show it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Glory.
Yea. A man may say, thou hast faith. You got faith and I got works. Show me thy faith without your works.
Come on.
And I will show you my faith by my works.
Yes.
My actions.
Yes.
Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils don't have any trouble believing that. the devils also believe and tremble. It's not enough to believe.
Right.
It ain't enough to believe.
Come on.
Stay with me. I got a diving board I'm coming up to.
Come on.
But wilt thou know, O man, O vain man, that faith without works is dead.
Yep.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou then how faith wrought with his works?
Come on.
And by works was faith made perfect.
Right.
And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God. And he was imputed, counted unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. By that one obedient act, he took his son Isaac to the top of Mount Moriah. I give you my all, dear God. I give you my life. My life is wrapped up in my son. He's my miracle that you gave me. He's the promise that you came through with. And I give it all back to you up on the altar of sacrifice. And I know that I know, and I'm persuaded, oh God, if I offer him, you can raise him back up from the dead.
Amen.
Nothing we ever give God, no sacrifice of obedience, is ever vain or lost. This is real faith that God moves in.
Amen.
Abraham's a saying, I give you my family. I give you my son. I give you everything I've got. He pulls back that knife to take his own son's life. I want to tell you, sometimes God will let you go just to let you see what you're made out of.
Yeah, come on. Mm-hmm. Right.
To let you see what's important to you and what you're hanging on to, what you hold, what you cherish, what you like. God will say, how much do you love me?
Right.
Will you give me everything you got?
Come on.
I'm telling you, I don't think anybody in here could go that far. To take your knife and rear back, to take your own child's life. But then again, I look at it. The man is, what, 100 years old when he had his son? His body and Sarah's body was completely dead. Abraham was in one respect saying, if that took a miracle to make our bodies rejuvenate again, you're able to raise him up.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yes.
If I offer him, you'll raise him back up because I waited 25 long years. Raise your little hand. Oh, Lord, our waiting is not in vain.
Right.
Our sacrifices are not in vain. He reared back, and the voice of the Lord said, Abraham, Abraham, do thy child no harm, for now I see. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Glory, yes. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Seest then how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Stay with me. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. For as the body is, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. If you get this thing good enough, you'll pray. If you get it good enough, you'll read your Bible. Amen. You'll get excited. You'll want to sing and worship the Lord. You'll move with the Spirit. You'll want to get in. You'll want to do something. You will witness for the Lord. You will work for God. You will want to come to church. If you get it down inside, you'll want to please the Lord. He'll inhabit your praises.
Amen.
Yeah. Children, don't get tired with me now. Come on. Come on. What are you saying, Lord? What are you saying in these verses, James, that James wrote? You can believe in God and believe His word. You can believe in your Bible and every command and every promise. But if you don't act on it, you are dead. Just believing will not save you. Oh Lord, I'm very afraid that many people who say that they're Christians, they don't have this godly faith. There's no action, and there's no works, and no witness, and no testimony. There's no real life in their Christian profession. People are spiritually dead. That's all around us, and they don't even know it. It takes more than believing. You gotta do something. I said, you gotta do something. The Bible said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you, and He'll pour out His blessing upon those that are hungry and thirsting after righteousness. God said, I will feel them. How hungry are you? How thirsty are you? But Lord, I want to feel your touch. I want your blessing. I want your anointing. I'm going to give him a wave offering in the house. It's time that we put works with our faith.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I'm on one more here. Give me one more. Oh, Lord, would you pour out your spirit?
Yes.
On me?
Yes.
Come on.
Jesus, I really, really need you. And you know I want you.
Yes.
Lord, I'd rather have your spirit than anything. Brother Charles, I'd rather feel what I feel and what you're feeling than anything. This world don't have it.
Right.
It don't have it.
That's right.
I'd like to tell you about two Bible oars. One oar is called faith and the other is called works. A Christian man was hired by the State Park Service to paddle tourists in a boat and take them across the lake. He asked God, he said, Lord, help me to be a witness. For everybody climbs in this boat, I'd like to witness to them, everybody, to witness about you. So he used this for an illustration for God. In order to witness to them, to those people, all those people in his boat, witness for the Lord, he used two oars for an illustration. One oar was called faith and the other one was called works. He explained. He said, people, he said, I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. I believe in the Lord. And I faithfully work for Him. And I'd like to tell you all that if I only use this one oar called faith to believe, I would go in a circle and I would never be able to take you on the cross.
Right.
I'd go in a circle.
Right.
Yes, I believe in that oar. I believe in that oar of faith. But it would get me nowhere if I only went through the motions of using the oar of works,
right,
and not really believe in faith. I'd go in a circle in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I would stay right in the middle of the pond. That's the way it is in our spiritual life. If we'll get a great desire in our hearts to believe God and believe His word again, and use both arms of faith and works, we'll make it across and make it home.
Yes.
And we'll take others with us.
Right.
I don't want to stay, Brother Ron, and die in the stalemate waters of this world.
Right.
I started a long time ago to paddle my way across.
Yes.
Whew, holy God.
Right.
Faith doesn't always take you around pain, but it'll keep you through it.
Yes.
Amen.
It doesn't always get rid of opposition, but it'll give you the strength to endure and keep going and pressing on.
Right.
Whew, holy Lord. Come up here, Brother Charles. Say it with me. It just came to me, so I'm going to do what I feel here. This ain't my notes. Think we can make it over? We're both in a boat right here. Don't you think sometimes I get tired? I do. I get tired. I got faith. But I need works too. So we're both paddling. You got the same desire I do.
Right.
You started out to make heaven your home. You climbed in the boat a long time ago. I've been in there longer than you have. We're going. And I paddle. If he don't do anything, you know what we're going to do? The whole boat's going to go around. Goodness gracious.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. We ain't going to make it if we keep doing this.
Right.
Stick your oar in the water. It's a lot better, ain't it?
Yeah. Now we're going somewhere.
Oh, God.
Now we're going somewhere.
Holy Lord.
Now I can see the other side.
I can too.
I can see the other side.
You know what? I'm glad I got you with me, brother.
Amen.
You're exhorting me to hold on.
Amen.
You're stirring my heart to keep it paddling.
Right.
Come on.
We can make it.
Thank you, Lord. We're
through near the storms. We can make it.
Yeah. We're nearer than we've ever been.
The other side.
Church, raise your Lord hand and praise Him. I've got faith. He's got works. Does he get tired? Sure, he gets tired. Do I get tired? Sure, I get tired. But we just take another breath and say, Lord, we know you're in our boat. We know that you're with us. Come on. Would you stand with us tonight? Somebody come to the piano. Sister Bessie, I'm a paddling. Are you paddling tonight? Well, glory to God. I'm on my way, Brother JD and Angie. I'm on my way, little Ava. You're in the boat with us. How many can say I'm in the boat in this Ashland church, and I'm going to do something, Maria? I'll have to add the works to the work of God. I'm going to testify, and I'm going to put in my part, and I'm going to pray. We're just about home. Hallelujah. Come on, I don't have to beg you. Let's pray tonight. Let's pray. Let's ask Jesus to help us. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Come on, children. Come on, pull that cord of faith. Hallelujah to God.
More than fame, wealth, or desire, more than all this world's attire, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. Take my possession, great or small, friends and family, you can take them all, more than anything in my life. I've got to make it.
Yes, God.
Oh, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name is Christ in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've got to hear Him. In my life, I've got to make it. Oh, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. I've got to know my name is right in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've got in my life, I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? If I gain the world and lose my soul, more than anything in my life, I've got to make it. If I could run and keep the pace, then I could see it face to face. More than anything in my life, I've got to make it. In my life, I've got to make it.